Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. Edith Schaefer relayed in one of her books a conversation that she and her husband, Francis Schaefer, that great Christian philosopher and defender of the faith of the last century, a conversation that they had had during a time of personal discouragement and disillusionment in Francis Schaefer's life. He asked his wife, Edith, "I wonder what would happen to most churches and Christian work if we awaken tomorrow and everything concerning the reality and the work of the Holy Spirit and everything concerning prayer were removed from the Bible. I don't mean just ignored, but actually cut out, disappeared. I wonder how much difference it would make." Edith said that we concluded it wouldn't make much difference in many board meetings, committee meetings, decisions, and activities that are taking place in the Christian world today. What difference has the Holy Spirit made in your life in the last week? How much effort have you put into communion with Christ and prayer to the Father? Would it make an identifiable difference in your everyday practical life if there were no instructions about how the Holy Spirit is to affect your life? If there were no such thing as the discipline of prayer? If there were not words concerning how a Christian is to walk with Christ or how to live the Spirit-filled life? Take a moment. Would it have greatly impacted your life this past week, month, year, if prayer didn't exist or if you didn't know anything about the Holy Spirit? I believe it's time that we come face to face with this reality and confess together our desperate need of divine power in our lives, in our church, in our ministries, in our preaching. Thankfully, we do find a word concerning that very issue, an apostolic example of a Spirit-filled, gospel-centered life in our text for this week. So I'm going to invite you to come back tomorrow as we start unpacking this from 1 Corinthians. But in the meantime, when you pray, please pray for Joshua Feary and his family, our missionaries in Zambia. And also remember, the Bicolano Sorsogon Life Word broadcast that's heard in the Philippines.